Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
ESPN, Schefter may be putting hot cold water on this hot topic, on this hot take, but I'll tell you who isn't. That would be his co-workers, Matt Bowen and Jeremy Fowler, who put out a big list, 25 of the top 25 players who could move, and ranking them 1 through 25. The number one player that could move is Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals. Makes sense. Big contract dispute in the offseason. Still got it, obviously, off the edge. Patriots could use some help on the edge. They predict his chance of getting traded to be 20% and said the team best team fits would be the Niners, Eagles, and Colts. I would throw the Patriots in there as a great team fit. I don't see why they wouldn't be. Number two is Jaylen Waddle. Chance of getting traded 10% for him. Team fits is Pittsburgh and New York. Breece Hall, 35% chance of getting traded to the Chargers, Chiefs, or Texans. Notice Patriots not on any of these groups so far. Reek Woolen, the Seahawks. Big, big defensive back. The Seahawks have been trying to move on from him for a while. They already have a very, very good secondary, and, you know, they could get some draft compensation for a guy like him. Patriots, I think, are okay at defensive back, although Carlton Davis, basically every week I see a play or two from him where I'm like, damn. You got smoked there, man. Like, that's... Now, you don't see it so much with Jones. You definitely don't see it with Gonzalez. But I feel like with Davis, you see at least one of those per week.
He also flirts with being injured, it feels like, every week. Like, he always returns to the game, but there's always the stoppage because they got to check on him.
True. That'd be a guy I'd look at, Wallen, but we'll see. Jacoby Myers, Raiders. 35% chance of getting traded. Steelers, Dolphins, Giants, Patriots. I said this yesterday. This was part of the Arcan fire. You asked me about Jacoby Myers, and I said, I like Jacoby Myers, and I do. But if you only have a finite amount of draft capital that you're willing to toss into a trade here at the deadline, I'd rather it not go to Jacoby Myers. There's other receivers I'd like more than him, one of whom I'm going to mention here in just a minute. There's other position groups I'd rather have a new defensive end or a running back than Jacoby Myers. Mark Andrews, tight end. Patriots are good at tight end. Chris Olave of the Saints, 20% chance of getting traded. Team fits the Steelers, Niners, and Giants. We just saw Chris Olave, and I thought he looked like he still has something left in the tank. I know he's taken some big hits over the years, and that slowed him down. But I think he's definitely a guy that, you know, you want to talk about someone who can improvise when the quarterback's out on the run like that. Olave's definitely a guy like that. And they may already have enough, you know, undersized receivers who can get loose and run around, but I definitely wouldn't mind adding Olave to that stable. Let me put it that way. Jalen Phillips, edge rusher for the Dolphins. Chiefs, Niners, and Lions. Alante Taylor on the Saints. Jermaine Johnson on the Jets. A couple of edge guys there. Taylor's a cornerback, but Patriots not showing up on any of these lists for either of those guys, any of those guys. Logan Wilson, Bengals linebacker. Michael Carter, Jets defensive back. Arden Key, we just saw with the Titans. Roger McCreary, another Titan there. There's one player on this team that I know the Patriots will absolutely not have any interest in trading for because they can't, and that's Kyle Duggar at number 22. I'm not sure that even if they're not in love with Duggar and the way that he's been playing this year, and I don't know. I mean, I think there's a place for a guy like him on a defense. I'm not sure it's that place is where Duggar is right now, and I don't know that paying that much money for a guy who's a part-time player really makes a lot of sense either. He's almost making $10 million, and he doesn't play that much. So I don't know. I mean, he could help a team, I think, in the right scheme fit, and so that may get someone to up their offer and overpay for him. I'm not sure that that's something the Patriots should count on or expect, but just something to keep in mind here. I don't think that would be necessarily a value subtraction if you're getting some draft compensation, even if it's, day three type of pick, which I imagine is what it would be, if it's anything, then fine. Jerome Ford, running back for the Browns. 35% chance of getting traded, Patriots. Right there in the mix. One of the few names that the Patriots are connected with on this entire list. And here is what Fowler and Bowen say. The youth movement is ongoing in Cleveland. Quinshon Judkins is featured in the backfield. The Browns are open to dealing Ford. He has 1,463 career rushing yards, 12 scrimmage touchdowns. Tailback market hasn't intensified, though. Teams with needs at the position have not been overly active, at least not yet. Ford is a strong runner with explosive straight-line speed. He also can produce numbers as a receiver, 36 rushes of 10 or more yards in 2023 and 2024, and he has 101 career receptions in four seasons. He fits best as a rotational back. Well, good news. Patriots got room in the rotation for a back just like that. And if Travion Henderson continues to, I don't know exactly what it is, but he's not really progressing. You're not really seeing much with him. You're not really seeing any advancements so far, and the opportunities that he's getting, he's not really maximizing. It's too early to say that he's the B word, but it's not too early to say that he has been underwhelming so far. This team losing Antonio Gibson needs help at running back. The kid they picked up off the practice squad, I thought, had a couple of nice runs. You could tell Vrabel was impressed. He was talking about him after the game. Terrell Jennings, thank you. And that could be something, but, you want to just pluck from different practice squads. I guess that's a strategy. You want to go with someone a little bit more proven, someone who's done a little bit more in the league. Trading for a guy like Ford, assuming the price is right, I think would make a lot of sense. No one else on this list really. Christian Harris, Texans. Evan Neal on the Giants. Honorable mentions, Calvin Ridley. Keaton Mitchell. It's a guy I like. In Baltimore there, Christian Kirk, Rashad Bateman, and that's about it. Other than that, I think Patriots are pretty okay at a lot of these other positions.
Clearly, his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
Clearly. Ugh. How's that going, by the way? How's that going there, Cal? Not great?
We don't know. He got hurt, and he didn't play against the Patriots.
True. I think that was probably what stopped it from being a, worse loss than it was. Maybe it could have been. I don't know.
Tell me it would have been 31-20 instead of 31-13.
It's very possible. But that's the market, right? That's the market. I think it's very unlikely that the Patriots go all in for a guy like Trey Hendrickson at this deadline, although I don't think that would be a terrible move. I don't think that'd be a bad move for them. You want to shore up that defense? You want to get a real playmaker out there, like a disruptive game wrecker type of player there on the edge? You don't have that. You have some good. Landry's better than I thought he would be. Landry has been a good edge rusher so far. He has made some impacts there. He's a guy that I like and I think is, certainly someone that you keep. Hey, you bring in another big guy, you're keeping Landry right there. You're not gonna bump him to the second group. He's still going to be out there. But I also think that a guy like Hendrickson. Guy like Hendrickson adds a whole new dimension to your defense. And not only that, a guy like Hendrickson commands so much attention over on the other side that would really open things up for a guy like Landry. Landry's been effective already. This could be in Chasen and some of these other guys. You bring in a big sort of alpha dog edge rusher like that who the defense has to really adjust, or the defense, the offensive line has to really adjust to deal with. And that's going to open things up for the rest of these blitz packages and some of these other guys up front, and I think that could only help. There's no safeties on this list either, by the way. I didn't see one safety other than Kyle Duggar. And I do think they could use some help at the safety position, but I'm not sure that there's anybody in the market that you look at and you think, yeah, this is a realistic possibility. I just don't think there's a lot of that. For the Patriots, at running back, I'd say that's number one for me. Edge rusher would probably be number two. wide receiver. I don't think you're done there, but I'm not prioritizing that the same way I am the run game. And I think in your defensive secondary, there's room for improvement on the back end. Room for improvement on the back end and potentially over at the number two corner, or maybe you promote Jones and you bring in another number three corner. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work out. But I think that those are the most obvious areas of need. These are some of the more obvious names that are out there, ranked 1 through 25. This doesn't mean it's the whole list. I'm sure there's a lot more players on bad teams that are going to get shopped around a little bit at the deadline while these teams look to rebuild. And by the way, this is what rebuilding teams do, Fitzy, if you're listening. They trade away their players at the deadline. That's the mark of a rebuild. You're not going out there trying to add and trade your draft picks in order to acquire more talent if you're in a rebuild. That's not the way it works. If you're rebuilding, you want the draft picks. You don't want the players. You want the draft picks. That's the hallmark of it.
Face has a lying lie hole in it.
That's right. Yes, it does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Randy is down in Providence. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
Not much. I wanted to chime in on the trade market there. I think we're going to see a guy this weekend that we could think about trading for in Joel Bitonio. Mm-hmm. He's the left guard for the Browns.
Right.
Vrabel obviously has some experience with the Browns offensive line from last year. And he's been pretty good. He's older, obviously, but Jared Wilson's been a weak point on that line. We saw him give up 2 sacks, you know, and be part of a third one this past game. And if you look at that Steelers game, I don't know how he didn't get us on any sacks, but he gave up at least 1, arguably 2 in that game also. So I think that's a position they really need to address on the left side of that line. Jared Wilson just doesn't have the size and strength to get the push you need at the left guard spot.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Randy. Thanks for the call. I think a guy like Bitonio is very ambitious if you're talking about making a trade for him, even at age 34 and even, you know, a year removed from his last Pro Bowl appearance. And there was a time where he was the best guard in the league, I think. There was one of them anyway, right up there with what's-his-name over in Indy and Quentin – what the hell's his name? Quentin Mitchell, not Quentin.
Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson, thank you. Over there in Indy and some of the other, you know, great guards. Bitonio was right there at the top. He was all pro a couple of years. I think he had like a 3-year stretch of first team all pro. Like he was pretty good. And someone that I'd obviously take a look at, a big veteran there on the line, sure, with all those rookies and young players, couldn't be a bad presence, I would think. But I also think a guy like that with that kind of resume is going to come with a big price tag, even at 34. I would not shy away from it. If you can get it for the right price, sure. But this also goes in the same bucket as someone like Jacoby Myers. Like if you're talking about this team's more urgent needs right now, and I understand what the caller's saying about bringing in a guy like Bitonio in order to shore up the run game. That could definitely help, but I also think having just more bodies at running back and, you know, guys with a little bit more big play potential makes more of a difference than upgrading your left guard to Bitonio. And I also think Cleveland be ask a lot for him. I'd be surprised if he got moved anyway. He's one of those guys. Cleveland, when they get like a good offensive lineman, I feel like they keep him forever, right?
Like Thomas.
Joe Thomas. Didn't Joe Thomas retire with Cleveland?
Yeah.
I think he did. Like, he was a lifetime Cleveland Brown. They'll probably try and do that with Bitonio too. He's been there 12 years, whatever it is. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't say no to him for sure. But I also, again, if there's a finite amount of draft capital that you're willing to part with, I would rather it went towards other places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.